The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, rumour has it that Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag remake will drop the modern era setting and add RPG gameplay. There is a new game from indie developer of Umurangi Generation. And will Fortnite get K-pop Demon Hunters crossover? Here's the news for Sunday, 21st of September. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Fire up the rumour cannon, set sail on the seas of speculation as French outlet Jeuxvideo is reporting that the Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag remake will be ditching all of the modern era sci-fi gameplay. Assassin's Creed games always made it pretty clear that you were in a simulation, with the modern conflict between the Assassins and Templars playing out in more subtle, less jump from roof and knife that guy sort of way. Assassin's Creed Mirage and Assassin's Creed Shadows dropped the modern gameplay element entirely, and to make up for it, apparently some cut content focusing on side character Mary Read will be reintroduced.
Fans aren't thrilled over on Reddit, especially with the addition of the RPG-like elements of leveling up and gear scores, with complaints about fundamentally changing the game they enjoyed. It's a good reminder that, hey, you can just play the old games and enjoy them. Your current computer can definitely handle Black Flag and run it at absolute max specs, so maybe just give that a go. A new game reveal has just dropped from one of our favourite local developers, Veselikov, aka Tali Faulkner. It's called Penguin Colony, and it's spooky. We're talking dark creatures, tentacles, and moody voiceover. Described by Faulkner as Lovecraftian over on Blue Sky, you take control of penguins moving across an icy land.
Faulkner, who lives in Australia, is Maori and has incorporated his culture into the game, including some Te Reo Maori or Maori language right into the trailer. Faulkner is working with Disco Elysium and Ultra Kill's Lenvale Brown, so it looks like it will be a winner. There is a trailer live right now. We'll stick that in our show notes, but it's definitely something we're keen to see at Games Week.
Mark, please have a seat right here.
Roblox has announced this week that they're committed to introducing a new suite of safety measures after Australia's eSafety Commissioner raised some concerns around child safety in the game. The new safety measures include making accounts for users aged under 16 private by default and introducing tools to prevent adult users from contacting under 16s without parental consent. The company has said that these new safety measures will be implemented in Australia by the end of the year, so 3 months away, really.
Parental controls will also be introduced to allow parents to disable chat for 13 to 15-year-old users, which is wild that parental control for that didn't already exist. A lot of this just seems like common sense. eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant said the world-leading codes and standards are designed to raise safety standards. They've been chatting with Roblox for several months to make it clear that under Australian law, they are required to take meaningful action to prioritise the protection of children. If you want to read more about it, we'll leave a link in our show notes.
The internet loves this, and the internet is never wrong!
Rumour has it that the next Fortnite collaboration will be with the Sony Picture Film K-pop Demon Hunters. Well-known leakers Spoosh FNBR and Lulo announced on social media that a reliable source said the collaboration is coming this season. It would be an incredibly fast turnaround if it's true, but the whole world is obsessed with the animated film, so not surprised they're trying to jump on the craze.
Not going to lie, if it's true, I will be tempted to download and finally play Fortnite. I know Mitch is super interested too in K-pop Demon Hunters, so let's see what happens. Epic Games hasn't confirmed the crossover, but people have been discussing the possibilities of new dance emotes based on the film choreography, such as, of course, Soda Pop, different skins of the girls' performance and battle outfits, and most importantly, their super cool weapons. This will add to Fortnite's growing list of music-related crossovers, like with Sabrina Carpenter, Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, and K-pop group BTS. Absolutely cannot wait to see what they do with this.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
The highly anticipated game Renown from RDBK Studios is finally here. The Melbourne-made medieval PvP survival builder will launch into early access on the 22nd. This multiplayer game is set in a vast, ever-evolving world, so make allies, gather resources, improve your craftsmanship, and defend your strongholds with all you've got. That's out on PC on Monday.
Out on the 25th is Silent Hill F, the next installment in the very popular horror series. This one is set in 1960s Japan, where a town has been consumed by a sudden fog, transforming Shimizu Hinako's town into a nightmare. Fight monsters and solve eerie puzzles to survive. That's out on Thursday on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S.
Also out on Thursday is Sonic Racing Crossworlds. Get ready to race with all your favourite Sonic characters like Hudson and Miku. It's not a joke, she is also in the game, alongside Knuckles and Amy. Race across land, sea, air, and space, and walk through travel rings into new dimensions. It looks like so much fun, and you can grab it on all platforms on the 25th.
Hades 2 finally launches into full release this week. This approachable roguelike has honed to the format over its year and a bit of early access, but if you're keen to finally kill time, you can pick it up on Nintendo Switch and PC from the 25th. Fan artists at the ready, it's gonna get silly.
Get ready for some adventure in Pac-Man World 2 Repack. This remake of the classic game has improved graphics, expanded levels and Pac Village, and now voice acting. Play as Pac-Man himself venturing across Pac Land to reclaim the golden fruit that was stolen by the ghosts. It also has the option of co-op, so grab a friend and the game when it releases on all platforms on the 26th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kat John. Thank you so much for listening.
We're gearing up for Melbourne International Games Week, which means you should be able to spot us all at PAX Australia wearing some fancy Sifter gear. If you're in town for the convention, make sure you come and say hello to us. We'd love to see and meet you.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Naomi Jackson, Kyle Pauletto, Adam Christou, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Soldier Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Dave Lloyd from Melbourne's Power Hoof joins us to share The Drifter, a stylish point-and-click adventure game with some stunning pixel art inspired by pulpy thrillers.
I think I'll always be making adventure games because it's kind of where I came from as a developer as well. Draw this flow chart of like, okay, they're going to need to pick up a screwdriver from somewhere. Where could that be? And they've got to have that before they can do this next bit where they need the screwdriver. So, you know, kind of, and then trying to distill that into sort of almost a walkthrough slash to-do list of what has to go in the game. And every character's suddenly got to have a bit of an arc and there've got to be multiple subplots for it to hold together. It did my head in trying to work it all out.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. You can head to our website, sifter.com.au, or find it wherever you like to listen to podcasts.